Hello, Brian Wizard here. I would like to perform for you my latest production, a folk rock opera. Its title is Minding My Own Business, As Per Usual. So without further ado, let's get into it. There I was at the ripe old age of 18, minding my own business, as per usual, when I made my first adult decision and joined the army. There was a war raging, and I knew I couldn't avoid it, so I volunteered to go all the way to the front line and beyond with a solid foundation for my survival being a mantra: kill everybody trying to kill me first. And there was a lot of them. I didn't want permission to kill, but if anybody scared me, I'd take it. That's why I volunteered to go beyond the call of duty, where it was the safest place for me to live freely and have the most control over an uncontrollable situation. One thing I did between daily incursions to the front line was learn how to play the guitar. By the time I returned home, I had penned a few tunes and had a couple of first position chords down pat. Of course, I didn't come home as what I was when I left as a boy. I returned as a redefined, war-hardened man. I had issues to deal with. I knew that. So I hit the road. I took the guitar playing to the streets, as I found it was a method for making some money without doing anything more than having fun. I wasn't that good, but when there's no entertainment, some is better than none, and I needed the practice. A common critique was, at least you're willing to try, and you put your heart and soul into it. Oddly enough, my biggest moneymaker was a tune that championed the busker, which is a street musician. One thing I learned in the army was constant sacrifice. So I didn't need that much money to make my day play out well. This song was raw and rough, and I think that's why the people liked it. The title? The Busker's Theme Song.
Hey, I'm a traveling busker. I'm here to sing a song. I'll entertain you as you pass along. You can walk by slowly, you can walk by fast. Put a dollar in my hat, that is all that I am. I'm a traveling buster, I'm here to sing a tune. If you like my music, come by again real soon. If you have a request, a special song, close to heart. Put a dollar in my hat, it'll do.
After a few years of playing streets around the U.S. of A., I met a girl when I was hitchhiking from Southern California to the North. I had also picked up playing the flute and harmonica along my travels. I was playing a flute when the hitchhiker's dream pulled onto the on-ramp of Highway 101. Being a music lover and seeing a wild-eyed flautist playing his heart out, she snatched me up and took me to her house, and we became friends and lovers. She inspired me to write her into my hitchhiking man song. She told me how she worked at an independent music studio and I should get in there to lay down some tracks. She announced that she had friends who are studio musicians who like to play for other independent recording artists. And she had asked them to back me up to fill out my one-man band busking style of music. That would be great, I told her with pitched excitement. Then in a more defeated tone, Dad, I don't have any money. Already anticipating this to be a fact, she volunteered that she'd pay if I'd play. I was shocked. This made her my first sponsor, and I could become a recording artist. Oh yeah, I'm in. During the first recording session, I had to cut the hitchhiking song, just to make my number one fan feel special. With studio musicians covering my 6 o'clock, I let the tune rip, with me on flute and guitar. What's great about recording music in a studio is that one guy can play as many instruments as he wants, and then when it's played back in a mix, he can hear the song in his head coming through speakers. Nice. Could only get one song in per recording session. So when the next session came, the first of my two war songs, I thought once they were out of my head, I could move on. The backup band was great and easy to work with. Not knowing me, they thought I was a well-trained musician and knew my way around a recording studio. I didn't, but I sure could fake it as if I was a pro. To set the mood, I played an edited Super 8 millimeter film strip I shot during my combat tour as a helicopter door gunner. It set the mood, and in one take, we knocked out this little beauty.
Permission to kill, no, I don't want permission to kill, no, no, no.
That's when my short attention span got in the way, and I didn't have any other songs ready to record. I told my gal pal, I'll be back with more songs, more fun, and more time for you, my dear. The busking gig was fun, but the recording gig produced a musical legacy, and this made it much more fun. Lay a song down once and have it forever. I was inspired to make more money so I could make more recordings. In a new town, on a new street, I read a flyer on a bulletin board that offered, join the circus, run away if you need to. I don't know why, but that run away with a circus idea stuck with me from the first time I heard it as a boy. Run away, I did. I was a carny for 9 months. Met a new gal, came up with a new song about a new lifestyle. Circus act. My circus gal was an Aussie, and she told me she was headed back home at the end of the summer season and invited me to join her. She lived in North Queensland. And with every short story she told, I was mesmerized by dreams of living down under. I don't have that kind of money, I expressed with disappointment. She perked up by announcing with glee, the airfare was $1,200, but they're having a half-price sale. I'll pay your way. Soon enough, there we were, living in a beach house in North Queensland. I adapted to the tropics as does a barramundi to a mangrove swamp. We had a pet joy that lived with us, and the beach and sea were our playgrounds. I took a job at the local yacht club cleaning the bottom of sailboats so they could pass quarantine inspections and sail faster. My gal pal would bring me lunch every day. I came up with a new tune depicting the experience, living in North Queensland. I also wrote a tune specifically for my favorite North Queenslander. I never met a girl like you. She swooned into my arms right after I sang it to her, and it felt like love. Alas, my visa ran out, and home I went, promising to return. But where was home? I had already traveled the states from north to south, east to west, and I can't say I could think of a place that was as nice as the beach house in North Queensland. I made a phone call to my recording studio cohort in Northern California. She was excited to hear from me, immediately asking where I had been. I told her, I ran away to the circus and then went to Australia. Of course, I have a few new tunes to express some of the events that happened, and a little money. Do you think we could lay down a few more tracks? Of course. And she insisted that she paid for the studio time. She made sure I understood that she wanted a part of the action after I hit the big time. It was like I never left. We picked up right where we left off, playing the parts of lifelong lovers and friends. The studio musicians were still willing to back me, and so we laid down my three new tunes, starting with Circus Act.
No one's really quite sure.
She'll tell you she just likes getting high. Love is like a circus act. Life itself is on stage. Tell you it's not a cage. No one knows what's on his mind. No one's really quite sure. Ask the boy what he wants. He'll tell you more. He's a clown in the center. He's a joker in the ring. He'll tell you a story, leaving, dancing, singing. No one knows what's on his mind. No one really seems to care. He just knows that when she tires, he'll be standing there. We're all just like circus people. Living in our circus worlds, hungry circus boys chasing lonely circus girls. Yeah, yeah. Everyone knows what's on our minds. Everyone is really quite sure. As we perform our circus acts.
The next day, living in North Queensland.
In the morning, I got sunshine in my eyes. Head full of dreams just seem to drift away. Reality is nothing but another place to be. Walking by the fields, I am going my way. Enjoying a morning workout, working for myself. I'm living in North Queensland. I'm living in North Queensland. When it's raining and all the roads are cut off, I'm a beer laughing, enjoying a soft spot. Reality is nothing but another place to be. Wanting by the sea.
Even though I wrote the love song for my Aussie gal pal, I told a different story to my recording cohort. While I was away, I couldn't forget about our time together, and I wrote this about us. I never met a girl like you.
Before the sun comes over the hill, you've already given me a thrill, and soon you have the coffee. Aww. Give me a kiss and I'll be gone. I've never met a girl like you, who likes to do the things you do. You do them all for me and you. I've never met a girl quite like you. When the lunchtime whistle sounds, like clockwork you come around, always bringing me sweet nourishment. You know, I swear you're heaven sent. I've never met a girl like you, who likes to do the things you do. You do them all for me and you. I've never met a girl quite like you. We watch the evening sun go down, enjoying all the love we found, and soon we slip back into the night, just so we can hold each other tight. I've never met a girl like you, who likes to do the things you do. You do them all for me and you. I've never met a girl quite like you. I've never met a girl quite like you. I've never met a girl quite like you.
She did question the part about when the lunchtime whistle sounds. I suggested she didn't think too much about it. I was just making up scenes in my head. With some time on my hands, a home to work in, and money to live on, I continued to sacrifice the things most people like to do. We went into the studio two more times, and I laid down two new tunes. The first I considered a self-portrait, using that classification as the title, Self-Portrait.
Can turn them into reality. if I fall in love with a friend. I'm looking at that girl the very best this man can give, 'cause that's kind of fool I am. That's kind of fool I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the next session, I did Sing for a Supper, another look at my life in the mirror.
I sing for my supper and I sing for my tea. I sing for freedom, I sing for liberty. I sing hitchhiker out on the road. I sing for the soldier carrying the ultimate load. I sing about the busker on the streets. I sing about the people he loves to meet. I sing about hot driving, girls in their cars. I sing about the sun, the moon and the stars. But most of all, I sing of the love I have for you. Of the love I have for you.
I don't know if it was the fear that came with the idea of settling down that bothered me, or it was the cold dampness of Northern California. But I had one more tune to record, and that would fit on the CD before I needed to hit the road again. Back into the studio we cut, The Love We Share, a song I did write for the musical cohort.
To be your friend, And I'll be there when you need a favor. The love we share will never end. The love we share will never end. The love we share will never end. Put your hand in my hand. Let the journey begin. We'll spend the rest of our days together. The love we share will never end. The love we share will never end. The love we share will never end. Travel will be bumpy. Every day will bring a new challenge. And even though we'll get knocked around some, the love we share will never end. The love we share will never end. The love we share will never end. I don't wanna be your savior. I just wanna be your friend. And I'll be there when you need a favor. The love we share will never end. The love we share will never end. The love we share.
Next thing I knew, I had a CD with me on the cover and a new product to sell during my busking gigs. I bade farewell to my recording cohort so I could get out there and see if I could land a recording contract. 3 weeks of misery standing in cold winter weather inside any warm doorway in Nashville, Tennessee was the price I paid for seeking fame and fortune. I met a friendly street person who showed me a warm place to bed down for the night. I played that town for almost a month and didn't see me playing it for much longer. On my third day, I sold a CD to a sharply dressed executive type. On my last day, he returned and told me he liked some of my songs and thought maybe I had an honest style that could go somewhere. Now I'm up for anything that would allow me to play inside instead of outside, I told him. He took me into his recording studio, which was massive. I could smell the ozone from all the electricity buzzing in the equipment. He fed me, gave me spending cash, a clothing allowance, and put me up in a hotel. We worked together for a month, and I was remarkably close to making it to the big time. I could feel it. Alas, he suddenly came down with a lethal illness and died, setting me back to square one, with no access to the tunes I just recreated. It was the most expensive disappointment I've ever had. I was soon out of the hotel, given a financial severance package of $10,000 for my time and effort. I had no access to the material. I did keep the copyrights, though. 2 weeks later, I was with my recording studio cohort. She was excited to see me and revealed how the studio musicians were asked to come up with a rocking hard tune for a soundtrack to a war movie. They asked for my help as a consultant. Of course, I agreed to lend an ear, but did ask, does it pay? There could be 10 grand cash in it, she told me, and royalties if we come up with something good. I met with the band of studio musicians, and we watched what are called dailies in the film industry. A producer of the movie walked us through the various scenes. What I brought to the table was a living sense of experience to best depict the feeling of war through music. In one long take, we came up with this little instrumental soundtrack for the movie. $20,000 in my pocket, I hopped a flight back to North Queensland, knocked on my gal pal's door, and she fell into my arms. Life is good in North Queensland, just like the song says. Cheers, Brian Wizard. See you next time. Sorry. Later.